This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want to talk about on the radio. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, where you can go to discord.lrn.fm. If you've got the Discord app on your phone, then that will allow it to allow you to easily get on the air with us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. So once again, join our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in our studio here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire tonight is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Starting out with a couple of updates to some stories we've covered over the last week and then months. We got the latest on Cody Wilson, who we've covered quite in depth over the last week here on Free Talk Live. And then
he's
also
the founder of Defense Distributed and the creator of the Liberator.
Correct. Now, he has been, well, I guess he's resigned from Defense Distributed. We'll tell you more about that. But the biggest news of the day probably is Bill Cosby. He is now sentenced. For the, I guess it was just, let's see, 3 to 10 year sentence for sexually assaulting a former Temple University employee at his home back in 2004. So there were all kinds of accusations swirling around Bill Cosby, but only one ended up being brought to trial because likely due to the fact that many of them were, you know, more than a decade plus old. In this case, this one was, 14 years old.
Yeah, these were, you know, rather old allegations, and the jury, you know, listened to him, came up with the conclusion that they came up with, and, you know, that's how the system works.
He is 81 years old. And
blind.
Is he fully blind or partially blind?
I don't know. He was described as blind on the news.
Like needing assistance, blind.
I see. Well, he's going to need a lot of assistance, I imagine, behind bars because he's, again, in his 80s and now been sentenced to 3 to 10 years.
Judge, there will be plenty of chocolate pudding pops available for him.
God. Judge Stephen O'Neill handed down a sentence of no less than 3 years and no more than 10 behind bars. And, of course, it's worth pointing out that males,
good behavior for an 81-year-old.
Males in the United States tend to not last much longer than 74 on average. So
black males usually don't last quite as long as other ethnicities for whatever the reasons might be.
So there's a good chance that Bill Cosby is going to die inside a prison cell.
Yeah. I don't really know what to say about it. I wouldn't have given him the sentence that I gave that he was given. I would have stuck with house arrest, but nobody's going to listen to me anyway because I'm an ex-con. I don't think that prison is generally a good solution for most people. Prison is a place that you should put, to my mind, people who are a danger to society. Bill Cosby is not a danger to society.
Well, they're going to claim that he is still a danger. I mean, he's been allegedly molesting women for decades, ostensibly. And
if you can't get away from he's not attached in Hollywood at all anymore. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby's chop isn't going to get you anywhere in Hollywood. Whatever he had.
It's gone.
5 years ago is gone.
Yeah.
We used to have Bill Cosby listed on our one, what we call a one sheet in sales. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby is advertised on Free Talk Live for one of his books.
Really?
That's correct.
And I had no idea.
His name was on our one sheet because people recognize Bill Cosby's name.
Right.
But I've taken it off. I've quietly removed it, Ian.
Yeah.
Without your knowledge, I have removed Bill Cosby's name.
Didn't even know it was there in the first place.
Yes, from our one sheet. So, you know, I mean, his currency is gone. He's not going to, he's only the dumbest of starlets is going to fall into the trap of the unconnected, blind, has-been, America's dad. I don't know who's going to fall into this particular trap. He's not dangerous.
You have to be living under a rock to not, you know, have heard about what's been going on with Bill Cosby. However,
or you just want to get molested, drugged, molested.
Okay, I don't know. However,
somebody in the United States right now wants to get drugged and molested. There's somebody out there for Bill Cosby. I can assure you.
Well, I mean, if it's molestation, then it's not wanted by definition, so you can't really define it.
They want to pretend like it is.
Okay, well, that's fine. Anyway, Cosby, again, sentenced to 3 to 10 years behind bars. I think the argument, Mark, against what you're saying here, and I'm not necessarily taking this position, but I'm just going to kind of counter your position, because I tend to agree with you that you know, he's not a danger and therefore shouldn't be behind bars. But others would say, well, you can't give Cosby a break because you know, somebody else in a similar circumstance, an older gentleman who's not nationally or internationally recognized, when they're back out on the streets, nobody's going to know who they are, right? So Cosby has the name recognition. Everybody's seen the headlines. You'd have to be living underneath a rock.
Sentence is a personal thing. You look at the situation and you hand down the proper sentence. So Bill Cosby...
So he should get a break because he's a star?
He shouldn't get a break because of that. I think that basically what we have to do, because of America the way it is today, you have to say, rape's bad. We got to make sure that everybody knows that rape's bad.
Rape
because
bad.
There are people out there who say rape ain't bad. People, we got to make sure everybody knows rape's bad. And so you've got to hand down this sentence that would be harsher than is probably necessary in order to prove to people, hey, this whole thing about rape culture you're talking about or whatever, that's not going on here. This man had a trial, he was found guilty, and he's being sentenced for rape. And I personally would not, if I were the judge, I would have deviated towards the downside, because I feel like the people of Pennsylvania are being robbed right now. There is no reason for an blind 81-year-old to be put in prison other than the optics.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're putting somebody in prison for optics, then what difference is, what is that besides, you know, just the middle-aged Middle Ages kind of peasants whipping rotted fruit at the person about ready to get their head chopped off. What's the difference there?
Okay, I'm going to ask you another one here then. Okay. Should a older person be given special treatment and deference in the criminal justice system?
Yes.
So does that mean that an older person is basically able to get away with committing things
What is getting away with? I mean, I just said I wouldn't sentence him to that. You've never asked me what I would sentence him to. You're just throwing these questions at. I would make sure that he had...
But somebody's going to look at it as getting away. Whatever the sentence is, you're
saying
it shouldn't
be. I don't care what other people think. The world... Look, man, I'm living in a world where half of the public, by definition, is below average in intelligence. And then the 30% above that are not freaking...
Median, I think.
Fine.
Half would be below the median.
The median is the average when you're talking about intelligence.
I bet you it's not.
I bet you it is.
Well, I'll have to look it up later. I don't have that in front of me right now. But go ahead with your point.
Fine. It's darn close to half, by definition, is below average. Right? They are below average. Half is below average. That's what an average means.
No, not always. That's not what an average means.
Fine. I don't care.
We can pull up the definitions for you if you want.
Yeah, median is a form of average. I'm aware of that.
No, median is a median. It's completely different.
No, it's not completely different. It's another form of average.
Johnson, do you have an opinion on median versus average? These are two completely different mathematical concepts.
Yes.
Yes, you have an opinion, or yes, they are different.
Yes, they are completely different concepts.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Jim. He's in New Mexico, listening and watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, this is Jim from customer service. I'm calling. I got a number of complaints that there's a topless Tuesday and the tops are on. This one here says not enough nipples. I was wondering if you guys could just pop those tops off, please. It's really
It just goes to show you just can't make everybody happy. I mean, whether it's tops off on Tuesday or tops on, somebody's going to complain. I don't envy your job, Jim, there at Twitch Customer Service, but I do thank you for the call tonight. In fact, Mark, you've got a story on the way about Facebook. Not their customer service department.
Google.
No, or maybe Johnson had the Facebook story. I'm sorry. You've got the Facebook story where their, not customer service, but their moderator department, apparently they are pretty upset and they're actually suing their employer over what they have to do for work. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. 855 450 free plus. Your thoughts on Cosby or whatever's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash is now Horizon, and Free Talk Live is giving away some Zen. Over the last 6 weeks, we've given away 8 Zen, and we're giving away more. To enter the next giveaway, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com and tell us how you listen to the show. The winner will be randomly selected from all entries received before noon on Wednesday, September 26th. Again, to enter, send your transparent Zen address via email to Daryl@freetalklive.com. Tell us how you listen to the show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
We're still trying to inform Mark on the difference between a median and an average.
I know the difference, man. Tell me, what grade did you get in trigonometry and analytic geometry? Oh, that's right. At the smart school, you didn't take it.
No, I dropped out after calculus.
No, it was before calculus in my school. I never took calc.
Okay. Well, I took calc, and then that was the end of that for me.
So you took Algebra 2,
yeah,
and then went straight to calc?
I took Algebra 2 actually twice, because I went to calculus once and failed it, so I had to go back to Algebra 2.
Okay. Good Lord. How many math classes did you take in high school?
Not that many, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
No more than the minimum
required. I know
required.
The definition. I think that in this circumstance, considering bell curves and considering what a moving average is,
well,
that we can still say that intelligence, by its definition, intelligence, that half of the population is below average intelligence.
You can say that, but only because of what Johnson said off the air. So can you explain
about the fact that IQ is calculated by averages? So 100 is always the moving average of an IQ. So that's why you can say that people are below the average, because it's a moving point.
They're setting that over time differently based on what the average happens to be.
Yes.
So, but
I know that the more we have this discussion, the more I feel like my brain is filling full of calculus. And I don't mean the mathematical version. I mean the hard substance that...
Flex on your teeth.
Calcification?
Yes.
Is it called calculus?
Calculus, yeah. They use
really?
The term calculus.
But anyway, the definition of a median is what you were saying was the definition of an average earlier.
No.
That's where you were incorrect. You kept saying by definition. Yes, if you're using the definition of intelligence quotient, as Johnson just pointed out, you would be correct. But by definition, the words that then came out of your mouth... Half of being above, half being below, that's a median.
Agreed. Yes. Like, things could throw... intelligence tends to collect tightly around a number. So, with that number being 100. And because of that, you'll find very few outliers to throw things off. There's not going to be... When we're talking about intelligence,
correct,
there's not going to be...
because of the way it's set up.
Somebody with 1,000 intelligence and somebody with a 1.
So, the intelligence quotient is basically set up... to have 100 being in the middle.
Right. By its definition, half of the population is below average. And
by the definition of intelligence quotient, but not the definition of an average.
Fine.
Okay. Just to be clear.
I'm glad you've got that nailed down, and you've informed the audience ad nauseum surrounding what the difference between...
It's important to know what you're saying.
I got a mean and a median is. I gotcha.
Yeah.
However... I still don't care what people have to say on subjects that they are largely ignorant about.
Bill Cosby and rape allegations, rape convictions.
Well, the idea of what's best to, how best to punish people.
Mm-hmm.
Crime and punishment isn't something that humans are very good at. We're very good at wanting the pound of flesh. We want the punishment aspect. But what are we doing? What makes the most sense when it comes to... society, what's going to make things best? And we don't know, largely don't know the answer. But I can tell you, after spending 8.5 years in prison, it's probably not that thing. And if it is that thing, prison, it's not going to be effective for Bill Cosby, who's an 81-year-old blind man.
Right, because the idea behind prison is, it's in the name, right? Department of Corrections is what it's called here for the jail here.
Or rehabilitation is another term that they use.
Yeah, and
penitentiary is for penance.
Yeah.
Right.
So the idea is they're going to correct you, and they're going to make it so that you don't want to do the thing in the future, but Bill Cosby's likely going to die in there.
Right. He's already living in a prison.
Well,
that's
he's
the body of an 81-year-old.
Right? I mean, there you go.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Chris is in Canada watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Ian. It's actually me. I'm the guy who usually calls in about the shirts and stuff. Those are kind of my friends who are calling about the shirts. But the Bill Cosby talk had me thinking I actually wanted to talk to you guys about it and have a serious call. It was my initial intention. But it was Mark was saying, I got to agree with you on it, Ian. The idea of Mark saying that he's no chance that he's going to reoffend. Are you guys familiar with the precedent set from the Wiptos case?
The what?
No, it's like, no, I heard about that. It's a Hinway.
Sorry, but that's just not allowed. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So was that just gobbledygook what he was saying?
Yeah, he was saying some kind of gobbledygook, and then you go like, what? And then, yeah. And, you know, and whatever. What I didn't know what he was saying, but I responded with, it's a Henway.
Yeah.
And then you're supposed to say?
I have no effing clue.
You're supposed to say, what's a Henway?
Oh, about 3 pounds or something.
Right,
like
about
that.
4 or 5 pounds. You don't even know what a Henway is.
How the hell would I? I've heard the joke.
You go
years
to
ago.
You're the matron of this house. You go and do the shopping.
Yeah, I don't buy hens.
So you know. You don't buy a whole chicken?
And no.
Right. How old are you?
I don't cook.
How old are you?
None of your business.
You're
I don't
like
cook.
35, 36, 37. You haven't cooked a chicken in your life.
Nah, probably not.
All right.
Nope.
Well, I've always heard that a hen weighs about 3 dick force, so.
All right.
All right, let's continue here with Bill. We're actually in one moment here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's too bad. It was a good joke. He just shouldn't have said the F word on the air. We could have. We didn't have to.
He's Canadian. They say the F word.
Dump him. I don't think that's allowed in Canadian broadcast radio, but I could be wrong. I know there's certain things you definitely can't say in Canada that you can say on the radio here in the United States. But go ahead, Bill, in Omaha, also watching on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, guys. I just had a question about the setup you got in your studio.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
You have the gentleman in the middle, Mark, I believe. When you cut to his personal camera, it looks like he's staring at the ceiling. Is there something interesting up there?
No, it's a really,
really
boring. It's a really boring really, ceiling.
Is this chair really short or something? I mean,
I don't know. I haven't noticed that about you, Mark. I mean, I sit here and look at you most of the time.
Look at the camera
show.
Over there. I don't know what. I don't know. I'm looking at the camera setup.
Yeah, I haven't noticed him looking at the ceiling. But then again, I'm not watching him like a hawk, so I don't know. Maybe he's just rolling his eyes or something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well,
thanks for the question. Was there anything else you had to share?
Putting something up there for him to look at.
We should be putting something up there?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll consider it. Thanks, Bill. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. What would you like to have on the ceiling to look at, Mark?
I'm not looking at the ceiling.
Anything in particular? No? Okay. So Bill Cosby sentenced to 3 to 10 years behind bars. The judge ruled Cosby as a sexually violent predator. The classification means Cosby must undergo lifetime counseling for whatever amount of lifetime he has left and report quarterly to so-called authorities. His name will appear on a sex offender registry sent to neighbors, schools, and victims. Cosby's lawyer argued for bail after the ruling, but O'Neill pushed back and said Cosby will not be getting bail. Quote, I've imposed sentencing at this stage. If you want to take it up with another court, you can. And I imagine Cosby will be appealing this this particular sentence. Cosby's lawyer said he had fought the sexually violent predator designation, arguing that Pennsylvania's sex offender law is unconstitutional and that he is no threat to the public at his age. But O'Neill said prosecutors had met their burden of proof with clear and convincing evidence. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Plus, the latest on Cody Wilson's situation, the guy from Defense Distributed, the 3D gun guy. I'll tell you what's going on with him in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump addressed the United Nations General Assembly. The president spoke for just about an hour, and one of the things he discussed was OPEC and the OPEC nations ripping off the United States and other countries.
OPEC and OPEC nations are, as usual, ripping off the rest of the world, and I don't like it. We defend many of these nations for nothing, and then they take advantage of us by giving us high oil prices. Not good. We want them to stop raising prices. We want them to start lowering prices, and they must contribute substantially to military protection from now on.
Today, Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in jail for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman at his home. Cosby is the first celebrity of the Me Too era to be sent to prison. Mr. Cosby did not address the court before his sentence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Blink Home Security System is super affordable and about as easy as it could possibly be to set up. You get the cameras. You get 15% off of them when you use this URL, blinkprotect.com/FTL. Get 15% off, you get the cameras in, you unbox them, pop the batteries in. Those are included, by the way, in the package. And then you just put the cameras up wherever you want them in your home, around your house, and you set them up wirelessly via your wireless device, say a tablet or a smartphone, laptop. You set them up, and then you, you know, decide when you want them to operate. You want them at nighttime, maybe while you're at work, maybe, you know, wherever, whenever. You set it up, and then they will let you know via video clips sent to your phone whenever something moves in front of them during those time frames. And it works, and it works well. It's HD quality. It's also no contracts and no subscriptions, which is a huge thing to have in a security system, to not actually have to keep shelling out through the nose to these monitoring companies. You don't do that with Blink.
What I love about the Blink system is I don't think about it much at all.
Mm-hmm. Until and you get a notice.
It works when it works. Yeah. Last night, a visitor, their dog, began barking at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
That got up my mother's dogs.
Yeah.
And I had to then take them. Once they're up, you got to take them out.
Yep.
So I took them out. Well, the Blink system got me taking the dogs out. Right. So I got a notification.
Yep.
On myself.
Yeah.
Obviously, nothing was wrong at the house.
Right.
But you want to know that the system's going to work when something is wrong. But I generally don't get, you know, mostly I don't get bothered by it. But I happen to be up, obviously, and got my notification. Everything worked out great.
BlinkProtect.com/FTL. And by the way, Blink does work with Alexa because Blink is now an Amazon company. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Big Loaf is on the line in North Carolina. Big Loaf, go ahead.
Yeah, evening, gentlemen. So I just thought I'd let you know. So I went to go search for your podcast on YouTube. And when I did that search, I was presented with a Go Register to Vote banner, which I think is very interesting because Google, their analytics are to the point where if I even think about a purchase, they're throwing me ads. Yet somehow they have not figured out I'm an anarchist, right? So my question is, do you all think this constitutes as, like, election manipulation? Because it seems pretty clear, like, they're making a choice to ignore certain facts about me in hopes of changing an opinion.
No, it's not election manipulation because they're not advocating for one opponent or another. And of course, it would be their I think it would be their prerogative to be able to do that anyway if they wanted to.
I'm not making a moral case for them, you know, being aggressive with their platform. I mean, if I don't like it, I can just not go. But I thought it was very interesting, no less. I'm like looking for a podcast with a few maybe anarchists, and they're throwing up Register to Vote. That thing is pretty blatant to me in terms of, like, an example of voter manipulation.
No, it's I'm sure they're just hitting that on everybody. That's probably they're not targeting you specifically.
I don't have a particular problem with the idea of people voting. I think that it's mathematically an insignificant act. I think that it's, probably you could find something better to do with your time. If you really want to affect the outcome of a vote, you probably should donate some money to a particular campaign rather than voting. But go ahead.
Did you see the study? I think it was Dr. Epstein. He did some statistical analysis of the effects of search results and suggestions on actual voters and found that Google, through simply suggesting certain things in a in the search bar as you're typing, or by actually manipulating the results on a given search, that Google single-handedly could sway a vote 20 to 80% on its own in a given demographic.
Okay. Well, I mean, obviously it didn't help them get Hillary elected.
No, it didn't, but Dr. Epstein, who is a self-avowed Hillary supporter, which I find very interesting, said that he thought that what Google was doing was more dangerous than Trump, but two, would explain the popular vote victory that Hillary had. According to him, the things they were doing to manipulate the search accounts for that, you know, popular vote victory. And without that type of manipulation, she would have actually lost the popular vote as well as the electoral vote.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting speculation, but obviously it's, you know, you can't really prove it.
Well, actually, he's got a scientific peer-reviewed white paper where he does statistical analysis of, like, essentially Nielsen candidates, but on internet searches. And he's sort of kind of viewing what they're typing and then what Google responds with. And through his analysis, he's claiming he has statistical proof this is in fact happening, and
so
it is peer reviewed.
So he's got people who participated in a study, allowing the study authors to view their search results, and then they also explained to them how they voted. You probably haven't read the details in the study, but I mean, were the people? What I find myself wondering is, you know, were they able to say with some sort of, you know, definity that it was Google that helped them decide how to vote? Or is it just they're just presuming that they voted one way or another based on the things they were searching for? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I haven't read the actual academic paper, but I've heard his podcast, TLDR, and he seems pretty certain, and he's like a professor at Harvard with a peer-reviewed paper that shows this, and I think it's very interesting. And he's a self self-proclaimed Hillary supporter. I believe he was on Michael Malice's podcast last week. So not to plug somebody else, but, I mean, it's there. No,
I've read his book. He's good. He's good. Guy's a good writer, Michael Malice.
Yeah, he's got a decent show. I mean, but I don't donate like I do to you all at website? Amp.freetalklive.com?
That's right. Amp.freetalklive.com. I mean, I even if what you're saying is true and that Google is able to manipulate to some extent how people feel on an election based on the search results that they are delivering to them, which, you know, it seems like a stretch, but even if that's true, I still think that's fine. It's their service. It's their website. Yeah. They should be able to do what they want with it.
But wait, what they can do and what they do are different things, right? So the results that they deliver, Google, you know, builds a profile around you and delivers results based on that profile to some extent, is presumably what they do. They keep their special herbs and spices kind of secret, but that's what they do. A person with a gun can blow a hole right in the middle of you and... Right. He's only guilty of a crime if he does. So Google could manipulate an election.
Well, no, the suggestion is they are, right? That's what the study is saying, right, Big Loaf?
Right, and that combined with a slew of leaked emails where you've got actual search engine engineers and their management agreeing on techniques to manipulate search results in the wake of the Trump travel ban. Mm-hmm. I think it was like last year, maybe the year before. I mean, so it's Veen's motive, opportunity, and proof that it actually happened, right? And again, I'm not saying that if they did it, that we pass a law or whatever. If you don't like it, just use Mastodon or whatever, right?
Well, Mastodon isn't a search engine, but there are other search engines who presumably would not be as manipulative. But
well, you
who knows?
Can search Google on incognito. You can use Start Page. You can use
The suggestion from some is that Google is just manipulating search engine results on the whole.
Yeah, I know what the suggestion is.
I think a good example of this was the claim during the Trump-Hillary fight that if you searched for Hillary. And then, you know how Google kind of fills in, it'll show you options. So when you start typing, it fills, you know, whatever the allegedly most popular search, however people would fill it the rest of the way.
Right.
They show those to you. And they weren't showing anything about Hillary emails or Hillary corruption or anything like that. It was all like the most basic stuff. But then again, you know, I guess that what they compared that to was Yahoo, I guess, and Yahoo was showing the Hillary emails as one of the top searches. So was that evidence of manipulation? Could be. Trump posted about Google allegedly not showing his State of the Union address linked on the front page, whereas when they did that for Barack Obama several years in a row. So that's, you know, that's kind of damning. There's more coming up. Thanks, Big Love.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about Google. We just had Big Loaf on the air a moment ago, and he had said that, and he actually just posted the story on Free Talk Live, the chat room over at discord.lrn.fm. Headline, new movie claims Google handed the popular vote to Hillary Clinton. And so we've been talking about Google allegedly manipulating search results. Google, of course, will tell you that's not true at all. But Trump actually did post a video earlier this summer, I think it was, when there was some allegations about this flying around. And Trump posted screenshots of Google's front page, so just, you know, Google.com, where there's just the search bar, and then sometimes they have a little thing below it. And below the search bar, in previous years, they had a link to Barack Obama's State of the Union address as it was happening. And Trump posted a graphic from what purportedly was during his State of the Union address, and they did not have that link. So that was Trump's example of, you know, but one example of how Google is allegedly manipulating public opinion with their website. But ultimately, as you know, I pointed out, and as Republicus in our Twitch chat agrees here, he says that shouldn't Google be allowed to, as a matter of free speech, is me sharing my opinion and influencing the vote of family members or others somehow wrong? And of course it's not. And if you've got a large platform, you've, you know, my opinion, you've earned the right to use that.
It's just an inconsistency.
What is?
Well, posting the State of the Union address for one president and not posting it for the other.
You think it was a mistake?
It's an inconsistency. You could be inconsistent on purpose.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one of those things. I try to be as consistent as I can as a parent, as a person.
Well, I consistently try to, you know, put pro-liberty propaganda out there. So, you know, maybe it's not a mistake that they took it down inconsistently. Maybe they specifically decided, hey, we don't like Trump. We like Obama. We're going to not promote Trump's
Could very well have done that all on purpose, yeah.
And this is where that conversation happened with
Chris. And I think they did.
Chris Cantwell, I don't know, were you on the show when Cantwell called in last week, Mark?
I was on the show when Cantwell called recently.
Yeah, so when maybe it wasn't last week, but it's within the last week or so, he called in to kind of rehash a conversation that he and I had had privately, which I was glad he did because Cantwell's one of these people who believes that not only is Google manipulating search results to try to promote one party or one candidate or whatever over another, but that something ought to be done about it, that the government ought to step in and basically take over the programming of these companies and or approve, have to come in and audit the code and, make sure everything's fair, which is an insane, crazy, dangerous idea.
Right. I don't want them to do that, but I do want to know if a company is taking a particular political party's side in a dispute.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if
it's none of your business.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely my business. Is that what your point is? Is that it's none of my business?
Well, I mean, you can want to know, but the company is under no obligation whatsoever to tell you.
If their actions show a bias, mm-hmm. then I can draw an inference if they choose not to. No one's going to tell you that they're biased, okay? That's kind of one of the aspects of bias.
Oh, I'm biased towards liberty. I
understand.
Tell you.
You are biased towards liberty.
Yeah.
However, the vast majority of people will not reveal their bias if they even know that they are that they have a bias. And so you have to look at actions, and that's why I'm calling it an inconsistency. If it is true, and I don't know if it's true because I don't really care that much, if Google puts up a State of the Union address, it's just another opportunity for me to ignore the State of the Union address. I'm not going to watch that thing unless you give me some kind, like $100 or something.
Oh, God, yeah, that's going
to
be awful.
A piece of cheesecake. I need something here in order to sit through 10 minutes of the State of the Union address. And I don't care.
No matter who the president is.
Which monkey in a suit you put up there. I just don't care. These people are of no consequence to me. But if they're putting up Barack Obama on one hand and they're not putting up Donald Trump's on the other, then what that says to me at the very least is they've changed their policy because of Donald Trump.
Could be.
If they go ahead and put up Barack Obama, not Donald Trump, and then the Democrat
that comes after
Donald Trump, which is very likely what's going to occur.
You think? You don't think Trump's going to get a re-election?
I'm not saying that he's not going to get re-elected.
Okay.
I'm saying that's likely to be a Democrat after him.
I see.
If that's the case, then they've clearly shown their hand. Now, mind you, in another 6 years, they will be that much more thoroughly ensconced as America's search engine.
You think? Isn't it possible that they could fail and fall?
Not if talk show hosts just sit there and say, well, it's none of your business. It's what Google wants to do with their biases and stuff.
Well, ultimately, you can want to know, but
hold their feet to the fire.
They don't owe you an explanation.
Google doesn't owe me anything,
right.
But I don't owe them my search business either.
No, there's no doubt about that. You can go and search in a variety of other search engines. What they are, I don't know.
Google, get consistent or I'm going to stop using your search engine. I generally use StartPage anyway.
But they source from Google, don't they?
They do some sourcing through Google, but they use an anonymity platform since you can choose not to at least be known what you're searching for.
Google doesn't know. You're the one doing those searches.
Correct.
Through StartPage. So if you want to comment,
Google's getting scary.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We were just talking about their dealings with China last night here on Free Talk Live, and those are pretty frightening, deals that they've got on the table.
Right. If Google is willing to work with the Chinese government to track people's searches and then turn that information over to the Chinese government, presumably so they can incarcerate, torture, and possibly kill dissidents who are looking at things as simple as Nobel Prize, Tiananmen Square.
You just need re-education, comrade.
Right. If they're going to do that, then they're willing to do something as abhorrent with the United States government.
You better believe it. Let's go to Stefan. He's in Ohio, and he is on our Discord on-air call-in line. Hey, Stefan, you're on the air.
You know, it's kind of interesting because the topic I was going to bring up actually had to do with the concept of online voting.
Okay.
I think it's a wonderful idea to have people vote online because I think a lot more people would participate in the system if they could just do it from the convenience of their own home.
Yep.
Rather than having to go to a polling place where you're going to have to sit in a line of like 65-year-olds for a couple of hours.
Okay,
sometimes.
So how do you validate that the person is who they say they are?
How do you validate somebody's banking information online?
Well, they have to know their account and routing information and things like that. But ultimately, you still can't know because somebody else could have the account number and routing information.
I have a friend of mine who filled out his wife's absentee ballot and sent it in for her.
Okay. I don't know if that's legal.
I don't care if it's legal. Yeah. I'm asking you, how can you verify how an absentee ballot is filled in?
That's a good point. Good point.
What I would suggest is maybe because at the moment you still have to go out and register, you could get a registration number, and when you're asked to, and when you're filling out your ballot online, you could put in that number, and that would be your verification. And you know, you only get one vote still, so they would have to confirm, like, you can't do an absentee ballot, for example, and then go in and vote in November.
Right.
So it would be a similar system to absentee ballots. It would just be you could do it from home. And I think a lot more people would vote if they could go online.
Is that what you actually want, though?
What's the advantage of a lot more people voting?
I think that it's a better idea for a lot of liberty-minded individuals. I think stay at home because they think it's a waste of time.
I would agree with your concept there about people voting online. In voting from the comfort of their own homes, if they could only vote from the comfort of their own homes and only if they owned them.
Like the old days.
Like the old days, when only property owners could vote.
Oh, that was a thing I wanted.
Should women property owners be able to vote, though?
What?
Women property
owners?
Sure. Okay.
I think anybody who's a property. I just think it should go back to only people who have skin in the game.
What about people who are part owners of property?
What?
What about people who are part owners of property? What about a group of people?
So if you own a condominium in, so you own the space but not the land in New York City.
Johnson owns a condo.
Sure, like me.
Like you. Okay, you know what a condominium is. Great. If you own a condominium, you shouldn't be able to vote?
I think, well.
I'm just trying to understand what we're talking about here.
I could go either way on that, but I have a deed, so I would think that. Yeah, well, I guess you might have a deed if you're a part owner of a property.
So if I own multiple properties, do I get multiple votes?
I wouldn't think so.
Right, Johnson. They're just going to get around your system by buying a large piece of property in some desolate area, and then writing their name in on the deed.
Here's a square foot for you.
I own a square foot of the rainforest.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wonder how did it work originally? Right, you know, like did it work differently before, or were they doing that? I have a feeling that it means you had to own a place where you lived. When they say property owners before, I think it was you own a
place
you
in which
own
you inhabit.
You are inhabiting it.
You lay there more than 6 months out of the year.
I don't think it's a great solution. I mean, I probably would go for it, but whatever. You know, ultimately, yeah, voting stinks.
Well, yeah, let's abolish the system entirely instead. I don't know if you had more to say, Stephen. If you did, you can stand by. We will continue in moments here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour number two coming up.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, Text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.